This call is being recorded.
Okay, here we go. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call with me this evening. And I thank Shannon and Valerie and Shirley for sharing their Taffy experiences with us. Taffy is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health. Our mission is to transform the health of nations. We are all bombarded with all kinds of disease conditions. We don't know why. We go to the doctor, we take these medications, and that doesn't work, and we're just absolutely in the dark, and we are lost as to what to do about our health conditions. Taffy gives you that answer. And we are transforming the health of nations by teams of six people at a time. So I'm in the process of taking registrations for Taffy Team 33, and we hope to get off the ground next week. I am presently teaching two Taffy teams, and one will be completed, one team, probably the end of this week. So we're ready to start another one, and I just got a new one off the ground. And I know that presently Michael is organizing a team. He's from Vancouver. Pearl is running a team from Vancouver. Loretta is running a team. Tina just finished a team. Shannon is in the process of getting a team organized. She's with us here also. So it is so exciting. We have Dr. Kathy Dean, who is leading a team of doctors of natural medicine. And officially, Taffy is now a course at the Canadian College of Humanitarian Medicine that is being taught to doctors of natural medicine. Yahoo for Taffy! And
it
is moving and exploding and transforming the health of nations. So I want to start off by sharing my thoughts, as I always do. Many people today being diagnosed with cancer seem to think that they have to choose between chemotherapy and radiation or therapeutic nutrition. I am here to say that this is kind of a totally incorrect mindset. Here's what I want to say about this. Nutrition is never an option, is it? We never stop eating because we're doing chemotherapy and radiation. Think about that. It is the law of nature. No matter what choice you are making, you must have nutrition for the energy you need to heal your body. And we often hear this, quote, "There is no science to prove that therapeutic nutritional programs work," end of quote. How many times have you heard that? To this, I say this. Therapeutic nutrition follows the laws of nature. A law is a law. It is constant. It is a fact. It does not change with the next wind that blows its way. It is the law of nature that states you must supply your body with nutrition for the energy you need to sustain your life. Now, let's just think about this. Do we need science to prove that this law is so? No, we don't. It is simple common sense. Here's another one. It is a law of nature that states we must drink water to sustain our life. Do we need science to prove that this law is so? It is just simple common sense. Here's another one. It is the law of nature that states that dead matter invites bacteria to break it down. Do we need science to prove that this law is so? It is evident wherever we go. Imagine what would happen if leaves did not break down by bacterial action into soil, or if waste material did not break down by bacterial action, or if dead animals did not break down by bacterial action. Just imagine if that was not happening. We would be swimming in a cesspool of waste debris. Bacterial action is needed to eat away at waste matter so that life could continue. This is the law of nature. Do we need science to prove it? It just is. Now think about science and the winds of change in science. What about thalidomide that was scientifically proven to be safe and effective? We're talking science here. Think about the consequences of all those children that were born without limbs. And of course, thalidomide and its science was thrown out the window. There are numerous drugs with science behind them to state they were safe and initially given the green light to be sold in the market only to be withdrawn a short time thereafter because of serious consequences, strokes, heart attacks, and so on. So is science really a reliable factor? Now, I am also here to say that every nutritional product that I use in my therapeutic nutritional programs, in TAFI and with people who have cancers and other degenerative conditions, these nutritional programs come from a Nature Sunshine lab that has gone through multiple rigorous quality control testing to ensure that the nutrient values of these products are not tampered with the use of glyphosates, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, or chemical fertilizers, or modified genes, and so on. These products are pure. They come straight from nature. They are not man-made, and I am here to say that no man-made product can provide your body with nutrition the way nature can. Nature's nutrition, in its untampered, pure form, simply cannot be replicated by the hands of man. This is also the law of nature. So I want to share some details about Nature Sunshine's quality control. And this I am quoting from Nature Sunshine. We travel the world to inspect our suppliers' facilities and processes to ensure the highest quality natural ingredients are harvested and handled to protect key essential nutrients. Then we verify each ingredient's true beneficial potential. Our staff science team formulates our products with a relentless commitment to ingredient purity and potency. That's why our customers trust Nature Sunshine's natural products to deliver proven, repeatable results. We all witness that in TAFI. We make and package Nature Sunshine products in our own facility under conditions and guidelines that meet the most stringent global regulations. We don't have just one single laboratory. We have six. Over the past 42 years, we've studied and determined the optimal formulations for literally tens of thousands of natural ingredients. And we're fully committed to learning even more. Science means scrutiny, too. A full staff of quality assurance PhDs are focused on testing every natural ingredient in every Nature Sunshine product in our microbiology, vitamin, mineral, and herb labs, because there are six of them. That's why we can confidently guarantee the purity and potency of every product that bears our name. Our premium quality products do more than improve people's health. They transform their lives. And that's why we have a mission statement in TAFI, transforming the health of nations. Continuing. Sourced, manufactured, and tested against the most rigorous quality standards, our unique product portfolio delivers more than over 500 personalized solutions to optimize your health. So let's just talk about a little bit about these plants and where they come from and maybe some of their quality. I love to start with kelp. Kelp comes from Nova Scotia. Anybody here from Nova Scotia or from an eastern province? Can't hear anybody, so maybe there's no one on from Nova Scotia. Nature Sunshine kelp contains 2.5 to 6.5 more iodine than that of any other competitor. Papa comes from eastern United States. It has been tested by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin in a lab using smaller animals to be 1 million times more effective than certain chemotherapy. Nature Sunshine High Potency Garlic contains 400 milligrams of standardized, stabilized high potency garlic, which is equivalent to 1,200 milligrams of fresh garlic. This garlic was tested against five leading brands, and its potency was the most superior. Black walnut has been tested to contain high amounts of chromium and iodine. It's great for cleaning out parasites, treating anemia, skin problems, and menstrual dysfunctions. Astragalus comes from Asia, and it has been tested to contain several very beneficial compounds. It has been tested and shown to increase stem cells in the bone marrow. Take note of that. Stem cells in the bone marrow and lymph tissues. There's your stem cell transplant, everyone. Not only that, astragalus is wonderful for fatigue and adrenal exhaustion. And we also have astragalus in cat's claw combination and in Chinese mineral chi tonic. Cat's claw combination has an amazing amount of tests behind it. Cat's claw comes from a vine in Peru. It has been successfully used to treat 14 types of cancer cases, and those tests were revealed in 1988. Dandelion comes from Europe and North America. It cleans the blood and the liver, the pancreas, the stomach, the spleen, and kidneys. It removes excess water. It normalizes blood pressure and enhances the flow of bile. So those are my thoughts concerning quality and purity and following the laws of nature. I want to now move into identifying and addressing the five pillars of all disease conditions, and that is injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. I think I'll start off by defining cancer. How can we overcome cancer? How can we treat a disease if we don't even know what it is? Well, there's one thing we know about cancer, and that it is an out-of-control mutated cell replication. We know that. But why is it an out-of-control cell replication? And what mutates the cells? Cancer starts from an injury, and the repair of that injury cannot be made due to a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area becomes mutated by fungal infection. So we can take that apart. For cancer to occur, there's number one, an injury. That we need to know. Even Dr. McDougall, who treated the cancer of Steve Jobs, stated this. Cells have rules. They don't randomly divide at their own free will. They divide when there's a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. They follow the laws of nature. Number two. For cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. And I shouldn't just say cancer. For all disease conditions to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency, be it Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, and so on. There is a nutritional deficiency. There is an injury. Now think about it. How can those stem cells in your body replicate healthy cells if they don't have the required nutrients in place? And please don't tell me that you can get all the nutrition you need for cell repair from the foods you are buying from a grocery store and that you don't need supplements, superfoods, herbs, minerals, and so on. Let's think about this. If you had enough nutrition in your body, you wouldn't have cancer, diabetes, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and so on. For these disease conditions to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot happen. So something is stopping the oxygen from reaching the injured area, and it is inflammation, or another word for inflammation is toxicity, or another word for toxicity is poison. So there's poison in that injured area. There's so much of it that the lymphatic system cannot clean that toxic poison out. And for these disease conditions to occur, there is an infection. That toxic debris accumulates to the point that it leads to a fungal infection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When it integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. And so on and so forth. I want us all to understand there is a common thread to all disease conditions. We don't treat diseases here. We identify the source of inflammation, the source of poison. We address that. We give your body the nutrition you need to heal that injury. We open up the elimination channels. We do that with herbs. We open up the lymphatic system. We clean the blood out so that the blood circulates and there's oxygen and nutrient flow to the injured areas. And we clean out the infection. That's what we do here. We don't treat diseases. Let's talk about injury. Even in 1903, Dr. Ziegler, who wrote the medical textbook of general pathology that was studied in universities, in medical schools, he knew this, and this was studied. Quote, this is a quote directly from that book. How come we are ignoring this simple law of nature? This is the quote. The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, underlying injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing and scratching and so on. That's in 1903. Today, injuries go much further and much deeper, so let's talk about it. Exploratory surgeries cause injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. A mammogram causes injuries. They didn't do them back there in 1903. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Drugs cause gut permeability, cause leaky gut, and they injure the stomach walls. All present-day grains contain anti-nutrients called lectins, scientifically documented to injure the gut wall, causing leaky gut, and accumulates in various vulnerable tissues and organs of the body, causes inflammation, blocks up the nutrient and oxygen flow. Phytates in present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals, leading to injuries. You have an accumulation of toxic debris inside, such as a toxic debris in the cervix, that can cause a virus. We call it human papillomavirus, so think about that. Or you can have a toxic accumulation in your liver that will invite the infection called hepatitis. That starts the injury. Injuries can also come from nutritional deficiencies. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has to date sold over 5,000 copies by word of mouth. Pretty incredible. I know there is a big movement in transforming the health of nations because of the number of books that have been sold. And that book has a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941 where the agricultural scientist analyzed the nutrient values of many different foods that were grown in soils of 1941. And then agricultural scientists in 1991 decided that they would then repeat this analysis of foods, nutrients of foods that were grown in soils of 1991. And guess what? There was an alarming range of difference in the nutrient values of all foods that they analyzed. There's a whole list in my book. I'm just going to say a couple. Broccoli, 75% less calcium. All fruits, 27% less zinc. Spinach, 60% less iron. And isn't it interesting to find out that even in 1860, that's 1860s, Antoine Bichamp, a scientist that studied alongside Pasteur. Antoine Bichamp's science was gone out the window. Pasteur's science was accepted. He was behind the germ theory, and a germ theory is a theory. It's not a fact, and it's not the law of nature. This is a different way of thinking. Even Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s said, if there is a deficiency of even one mineral, then morbid waste matter will start to accumulate. We're all deficient in minerals. Every single person needs to be taking either essential liquid minerals from Nature Sunshine or the Chinese mineral Qi Tonic. I think now they call it Qi Tony formula. They changed the name of it. Every single one of us, you want to prevent a diseased condition from happening in your body, you have to take minerals. Next one. We've all been consuming all kinds of trans fatty acids. It's time to stop and replace it with omega-3 essential fatty acids. And we have it in super omega-3, and we have it in super oil, and we have it in flax oil. So we have a variety of these incredible oils. Why are they so essential? Because they are known to reduce the amount, they are known to increase the amount of oxygen getting into the cells. The more oxygen in the cells, the sooner oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication can take place. They get the oxygen moving. Next one. Dr. Halder Clark, she wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed a documented evidence that there was a parasite in every cancer case. This is simple if we understand that there is a toxic accumulation of debris or poisons inside in some vulnerable, weak, inherently weak organ. That will invite a parasite. So think about a prostate. A vulnerable area for candida, and bingo, those parasites are now having a party in the prostate area. And that parasite can cause an injury to the prostate. Now, I want to talk a bit about candida. Several doctors stated that the cancer injury was started by candida yeast in the body. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, various drugs, heavy metals. Candida grows a tendril structure or root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut, escapes into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. Candida produces xenoestrogens. That's toxic estrogens that are known to feed cancer. Xenoestrogens also destroy the function of the thyroid. You know how many people out there are having thyroid malfunctions? It's because of xenoestrogens from candida. The thyroid is responsible for metabolism. So there goes the metabolism with all these xenoestrogens that obstruct the thyroid from doing its work. The thyroid is responsible for iodine sources, which is essential for radiation absorption. There's too many xenoestrogens. The thyroid cannot do its job of radiation absorption from the iodine sources. The black walnut that I just mentioned is high in iodine. Kelp is high in iodine. All those algaes in Green Zone and Heavy Metal Detox are high in iodine. We need to be taking some of this. And we all fly in airplanes. We're exposed to tons of radiation when we fly in an airplane. What else do we know about xenoestrogens? They scramble all the hormones. No wonder there is such a big problem with PMS and menopause, infertility, and so on. False estrogens from candida also weaken collagen production, which is essential for healthy, strong membranes. I want to talk about antibiotics. Antibiotics rob the good natural intestinal flora from your intestinal tract. They are also known to cause leaky gut and escape into the bloodstream. We tend to take antibiotics as if it were candy in our society. No, there's a reason that antibiotics are prescription drugs, because there is serious side effects. Another name for side effects is inflammation. Another name for inflammation is poison. We got to get this. I haven't done any antibiotics for over 30 years of my life. I don't need them, because I know if I am afflicted with an infection, I don't know, sore throat, whatever that may be, I can just take cat's claw combination in high doses, I don't know, maybe 10 to even 20 a day, with mineral chetonic. Remember, we talked about minerals and how morbid waste matter accumulates with a lack of these minerals. That's what I do. I don't know, about 3 to 4 ounces of mineral chetonic, maybe about 15 cat's claw a day. And guess what? You could clear up your own infections. You can add some silver gel or silver shield, and you could clean this all up all on your own. And by doing so, you will strengthen your own body. I want to talk about low body temperature. Who else teaches you that cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit? Cancer grows in low body temperature. Candida grows in low body temperature. If there is low body temperature, then the blood slows down also. That means lowered oxygen levels. That means microbial invasion that can lead to cancer, Lyme's disease, fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart disease, depression is another one. This is so simple. And in this course, we learn how to increase our body temperature. Dr. Bernice Eddy discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. There she was, 1959, in a laboratory injecting hamsters in which vaccines were cultured. So she was injecting these hamsters with vaccines. And guess what she discovered? All kinds of tumors in the hamsters that were injected with vaccines. She reported her findings to her colleagues, and she warned them if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. The consequence of being that whistleblower was that she was fired. The consequence of her being fired is today we have an epidemic of cancer, and we're all lining up for flu shots, tetanus shots, and all of these other vaccines. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Think about it. Sugar robs calcium and minerals from your teeth and causes cavities. That's holes in your teeth. What do you think it does to your vulnerable, inherent, weak internal organs? You know, way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger was watching rats in a sugar warehouse getting cancer. He said, oh, this is interesting. So he decided to repeat this observation in a laboratory setting. He proved that sugar is a contributing factor in cancer. Sugar feeds cancer. And he received a Nobel Prize back there in 1926. And we're ignoring that in our society. No, this is a law of nature. 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved that fermentation of sugar feeds cancer. A Nobel Prize winner. Again, 1931. Why are we ignoring this law of nature? Dr. Hamer, he studied emotions, and he said that strong negative emotions produce toxic acids. So if we're constantly in that mood of anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred, whatever that may be, there is a production of toxic acids that will eat away at the membranes of your inherent weak organs internally. So one thing we need to know from our discussion here is that cancer starts from an injury. So does heart disease, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, and so on. And in order to overcome that injury, to heal that injury, we need to have nutrition. And it doesn't come from a grocery store. I want to talk about what happens when there's an injury. When there's an injury, the brain sets up a current of injury. That's a message to the injured area. And that message sets up an electromagnetic field or an ionic field in that injured area. And that triggers the stem cells into action. Now the stem cells are triggered into action. They initiate the process of cell replication because they want to repair the injury. So now they're looking for the essential fundamental building blocks that they use for repairing that injury, for making healthy cells. They're looking for minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, oxygen, and so on. And if all the building blocks are present in abundance, those stem cells are happy. They get to work. They're like little construction workers, and they build healthy cells to repair your injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the stem cells go to rest, and that message, that current of injury from the brain to the injured area, stops. Okay, let's start imagining what happens when one of these building blocks is missing, when minerals are missing. How can stem cells make healthy cells without minerals? Therefore, that current of injury continues until You feed your body, give the stem cells the minerals and essential nutrients they need to replicate healthy cells to stop the current of injury. That's one of the keys in putting these diseased conditions to rest. Let's find out what inflammation is. We talk about it, but we really don't know how it works. Inflammation, in my world, starts from leaky gut. I've already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins, poke holes in the gut membrane, and they escape through the holes in the gut into the bloodstream. These unwanted toxic residues in the bloodstream make the blood sticky and heavy, and they put a stressful impact on the walls of the blood vessels through which the blood flows. Such a weight causes the tiny holes in those vessels to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals, candida, and so on, to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood also has blood plasma proteins that are there for the transport of oxygen, nutrients, and water to all the various cells and tissues. Those blood plasma proteins also start to leak out through these blood vessels or capillary walls. And these blood plasma proteins attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now we have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all of these various toxins. Now, you know what? This is not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system, because that lymphatic system will take the blood plasma proteins and clean them up and dump them back into our bloodstream via the subclavicle valves that are near the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salt, watery part of your lymphatic system, will take the excess toxins, sodium, clean a lot of it out, and dump them out through our natural elimination channels. That's the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Imagine what starts to happen to that lymphatic system when you start putting all those drugs into your body, toxic teeth, vaccines, flu shots, toxic chemicals, lectins, sugars, and all these acids from emotions and stress and all that stuff. Imagine what starts to happen to that lymphatic system. It becomes stagnant. It can't function anymore. So now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins that leads to stagnation, and we call it chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And this is where Dr. Otto Warburg and Dr. Fibiger come in. Dr. Otto Warburg discovered when the oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If there is now an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation, which produces more acids, more ammonia. And this is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus. They are there to gobble up that toxic accumulation of debris that's stopping life from happening in your body. I want us to get that picture. It's a different way of thinking. Now you have fungus, when that fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it mutates the cell. It genetically defects the cell. So excuse me, everyone out there, genetic defects in cancer and all of these other disease conditions do not come from an inherent birth defect. I want us all to see that. It's the fungus that integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects the cell. Cancer is not a genetic illness. Women, stop lining up to get your healthy breast cut off because somebody told you there is a gene and you're predisposed to cancer. Not true. You can reverse your genes. So here we have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And that current of injury continues with a continuous replication of these fungal mutated cells, and we call this cancer. And now that we understand cancer, we can take steps to prevent it from happening and to overcome it. So what do? We stop feeding the cancer. So we stop putting sugars and yeast products and grains and fruit and pop and alcohol into our body. We just don't do that. Then we repair the injury by eating the right foods. We eat grass-fed meats here, fish, eggs, vegetables, nuts, seeds, berries. But even if you're eating the right foods, you are not getting enough minerals and nutrients for healthy cell repair, so we do smoothies. This is where nature's sunshine comes in. What do we put in our smoothie? We put in that, what is it called now, Chitone formula for all the missing minerals, and it's got tonic herbs in it and astragalus. And we put in aloe vera juice to help clean out radiation. And we can put in Collagen Plus, which is collagen powder. Collagen is being destroyed by candida, if you remember. And we put in Green Zone. This is greens for extra amino acids and all kinds of greens for eliminating and for healthy cell repair. And we put in Flax Hull Lignins. Boy, I like that stuff. One tiny scoop of lignins is equivalent to 2 gallons of flax seed. You can't eat enough flax seed to get the lignins that you need. Lignins binds toxic xenoestrogens, pulls them out. And we put in Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng and green tea extract and grapeseed extract. And guarana, which is excellent for breaking up sticky blood to get the blood to flow. And we don't do any kind of juicing here. If you're buying juices, that means, or you're making your own juices and you're buying apples and carrots and beets and spinach and all those kind of things, there is no quality control. You don't know how many minerals are in those juices. It's way more economical to spend your money on superfoods from quality controlled nature sunshine. Then we take some super omega 3 or flaxseed oil or super oil, and we add extra vitamin D3 because it's the phytates that take out vitamin D3. And we work hard on inflammation. We work hard to identify those poisons that are causing the blood circulation to slow down, and they are causing an accumulation of toxic debris in the injured area. It's like, where is the poison coming from? And this is where you take taffy in order to find out, or you book a consultation with myself, so that we can spend an hour with you to discuss where the poison is coming from that's causing the blood to stop flowing, the way it's supposed to be circulating. We also use colostrum on an empty stomach, goes into the bloodstream, binds toxic lectins. We use protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach, it gets into the bloodstream to break up foreign proteins, digest them, to digest undigested food particles that are getting there because of leaky gut. And we use cat's claw herbal combination, which opens up the lymphatic system so that all this toxic debris could drain out through the natural elimination channels. And so the next thing we look after is the elimination channels. We can use LBS2 combination, herbal combination, to make sure your bowels are moving and that there is adequate liver activity. You can do the one-day kidney flush. We can do a liver cleanse. And we increase circulation. We clean out the blood. We have MC, which is the most incredible oral chelation tablet I've ever witnessed. It cleans out heavy metals like lead, mercury, iron. It cleans out metabolic waste from your bloodstream. It cleans out toxic, sticky triglycerides coming from the liver due to sugars. And it increases oxygen flow. Therefore, it increases body temperature. Yahoo! And we address cancer infection by using papa. This is North American papa that grows in eastern United States. It was studied by Dr. McLaughlin for over 20 years. It inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. It cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that grow from the tumor in search of sugar. And it destroys fungal cells, candida cells, cleans that up. And it gets right into those cancer cells and causes cancer cell death, which we call apoptosis. And of course, we increase stem cell production by using astragalus, and it's also found in cat's claw. And silver increases stem cell production. So if you want to hear about the success stories that have used this particular program to overcome cancer, you could go to my website and listen to some of the podcasts that are listed there. You can purchase my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury Manual. I'm sorry, Cancer Injury. Took out the manual. And it is also hoped that you will share this information with others who are afflicted with these diseased conditions. And they're searching and don't know where to find the answer. We have the answer right here. So I'm going to now turn the recording off and we'll move to questions and answers. Just give me a second.